That's a little bit different from a yam.
That's it's quite a difference from
the yam. How does that differ from the yam?
Well, you take a yam or a Puerto Rico potato. It was a type of a potato that didn't hardly have any skin on it, and it was yellow. The meat of it was yellow. And you take one and after you get it cured out, dig it and cure it out, then you could take it and place it inside of a stove and bake it. Then you could just peel the hide off it, and the candy would come, candy yams. But the potato that they got now won't do that. It's got a tough skin on it.
That's a Georgia Red.
Georgia Red. There's not any different than the potato if you're going to cook with it. But if you're going to use it for a baking potato, there's all the difference in the world in it.
I wasn't really aware of that.
You know, did you ever, you know what a baked potato is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, used to take those Puerto Rican potatoes and take you some grease and grease the outside of it before you put it in the baking pan and bake it, and you could take the peeling out of it. Then you'd have to be careful if you held it the way you could bite it. It just as soft as it could be.
It sounds good.
Oh man, it was good. You better believe it. Back at the time that I was talking about, when people had everything that they used at home, all the kids knew what the best to get. They'd go get them a baked potato and a piece of that homemade butter. And they were ready, and then that would tie them over to supper time when they'd come in from school. You'd make a run for a baked potato and cut you a piece of butter. They couldn't hinder you then till supper time.
I guess not. Did you grow in your garden things like radishes or onions?
Oh yes, sirree. Onions, you got different types of onions. You can put out onions in the spring to have in the summertime. Then in the fall months, you can put out onions to have now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Those little green ones that you can eat, what did they use?
Multiply. Mm-hmm. There's a multiplying onion, and there were the shallots. Mm-hmm. The difference in the multiplying onion, it would multiply in the bulb underneath of the ground, and the shallots would come up about that high and make a ball in the top, and that's why it made its buttons. But the multiplying made the buttons underneath of the ground. And they growed in the fall and in the wintertime and in the early spring, then they die down. You got to take those buttons out of the ground there and save them the next time. But you can take Bermuda onions and those type of onions there. You have to put them out in the fall so that you can have them in the summertime.
Did you grow things like okra and radishes too?
Yes, there'll be okra. Plant okra. It don't take a lot of okra for a family, mm-hmm. usually. My wife tells me that I go overboard with anything. But I usually plant two rows of width of garden. I got a place out there that's an acre. Acre in the garden, and I'd put a couple of rows of okra the width of that garden.